Hi there, this is David Sampson, clinical hypnotherapist, calling from London. How to beat chocolate cravings? Are you giving up chocolate for the month of May? If so, how can you beat those cravings for chocolate? What is a chocolate craving? It is quite literally a sudden intense desire to eat chocolate. It is not to be confused with hunger. This is purely an emotional trigger that causes you to want chocolate so badly. Why is this craving so hard to resist? The answer lies in the first 6 years of our lives. During this period, everything we hear, see, feel, smell, or touch is recorded deep within our subconscious minds. This time of our lives is usually filled with many new and exciting experiences. Going out with grandma, getting some chocolate from the shop, or maybe having an ice cream on the beach. These positive experiences are stored in the subconscious and lay dormant untriggered by a present day event. Examples of this could be needing comfort because of an emotional upset. For example, an argument with a loved one, or perhaps a negative comment from your boss. Events such as these cause the subconscious to look for ways to comfort, and so it searches through its folders to find actions in the past that have given pleasure. One of these, and a very powerful trigger, is that of eating chocolate as a child surrounded by love. So, you suddenly find yourself with a bar of chocolate in your hand, and you have this uncontrollable urge to eat it. What can be done to address this craving for chocolate? Believe it or not, the worst thing you can do is to try to put it to the back of your mind, because this actually makes the craving worse. Here's the best way, which may surprise you, but it is based on scientific evidence. Close your eyes and imagine walking into a sweet shop. Look along the shelves until you find your favorite bar of chocolate, pay for it, and then picture yourself slowly opening the wrapper, smelling the chocolate, looking at the bar in your hand. Imagine breaking off one square and placing it in your mouth. Just savor this moment, the texture, the flavor, the smell, etc. Keep it in your mouth for as long as you can, and then swallow it. Then imagine that you're going to do this for the next square, and the next square. And after a few minutes, you'll find that far from wanting the chocolate, you're feeling quite satisfied from just doing this imaginary exercise. How does this work? It's been proved that the desire for chocolate reduces rapidly as we munch through the bar. That first square is truly an emotional event. But by the time you get to the last square, you're really just going through the motions of finishing the bar. Try it. I think you'll be surprised. Speak to you soon.